Oh, quit complaining about my music.
Well, you don't have to turn the speakers up that loud, you know. You don't have to be like that. We got a summer bash coming up.
I like the speakers loud.
Got the summer bash coming up at the Hereford Aquatic Center, July 25th, noon to 5. Vendors, food trucks, family fun, face painting, resource booths, and bouncy houses for the Deaf Smith County Crisis Center. Stronger together, community for all. So head on over there July 25th for the summer bash. What do you got? You're not saying anything.
You interrupted me. I was talking about my speakers, and you just started reading that thing.
Well, that's right.
I am in control of the arrakis.
You don't look like you're in control of anything right now. I don't know.
Southwest Airlines, 40% off.
Oh, 40% off. Oh,
we need to stop those emails. Send them an email.
We need to stop you from saying, we need to stop those emails.
They're so damn annoying.
What the heck's going on?
So I got some interesting news I just read about 5 minutes ago.
Really?
From News Channel 10, KFDA in Armadillo.
Okay.
One woman dead following a crash yesterday morning in Castro County. DPS says the crash happened about 8 o'clock yesterday morning on State Highway 194, just 6 miles southeast of Hart.
Oh, no.
A semi-truck and trailer traveling eastbound on the SH-194, while a 2024 Ford Bronco was traveling westbound in the same lane.
Oh.
The driver of the semi attempted to avoid the crash and traveled into the westbound lane. Showed that the semi-truck and trailer was traveling, already read that part. The driver tried to avoid the Bronco. The Bronco also moved into the westbound lane and hit the semi and caught fire.
So the Bronco got over to their lane that they were supposed to be in. The semi didn't want to go in the ditch because he was going to roll over, and they still crashed.
The semi turned over on the side on the north side of the ditch. The woman of the Ford Bronco was pronounced dead at the scene. She was 57-year-old Stacy Marine Stone of Abernathy.
Well, that's very
sad. Why are you driving in the wrong lane?
Well, they're either passing or they're not paying attention and drifting into the other lane. Who knows?
The driver of the semi-trailer was transported to the area hospital with minor injuries. The crash remains under investigation by the highway patrol officers.
You know, how many times do we see people in the other lane passing in a no-passing zone? Or even if it is a passing zone, it's really not maybe a good idea.
Slow down, don't drown.
Yeah.
Oh, no, let's turn around.
Stay in your lane.
By the way, I got
alive.
A damn speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
Yeah. Blanca, Colorado sent you a $40 ticket for going
I think it's a 40.
And you're like, well, I don't know what the speed limit is. There's no cops around anyway. And, well, there you go.
I never speed, so I don't understand that.
Well, that's not true. But
yeah, it is.
You drive through.
That sounds like population 3.
Well, no, there's more people there than that, for sure.
Maybe 30.
Maybe.
So only $40. Who cares?
Well, you know, $40 is $40.
I thought this might be a scam.
We thought it might be a scam, and it, you know, I'm still a little leery of it.
You need to call the courthouse there.
Yeah, and they'll say, oh, yeah, you've got to pay that.
What's the best drink on the 4th of July, according to Yvonne B., for the joke of the day?
Oh, a 4th of July joke?
Yeah, it's only the 8th.
I don't know. What is the best drink on the 4th of July?
Liberty.
T-E-A. All right. That was a good one.
What do we got a 4th of July joke on the 8th?
Well, because we weren't here on the 4th of July, we had to have the joke sometime.
Successful Farming Magazine said June ended the month with 78% of the Iowa corn crop rated good to excellent.
Oh, good to excellent. All right.
You know, that's where all the corn's growing up there in Illinois,
There's
Iowa,
a lot of corn growing up there and soybeans.
Soybeans. Yeah, a lot of that stuff's drowned out now.
There is a lot of flooding up there.
We took the old farm tour.
Yes, we took the old farm tour, and notice, yeah, in the van with your dad and your stepmom.
Couldn't hear a dang thing you were saying either. You're so far back.
No.
What?
When they modify those vans to have a ramp for a wheelchair, the people in the back are all the way at the back window. And when they put all that stuff in, they take all the insulation from underneath the car. So it's really loud. You know, you can hear all that road noise, and you can't hear nothing in there.
Got to get some walkie-talkies next time.
Yes, we need an intercom system.
Well, Whitewater Amphitheater filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy down there at New Braunfels yesterday.
You know, I saw some legendary music venue, and then...
And
someone said, legendary? Historic? Really? I guess they didn't. They weren't that impressed with the place. I don't know.
I guess the other place in Green has probably taken all the business.
Maybe
Green Hall.
Maybe, or people can't afford to go. Or those music venues have a hard time. They just really do.
It's hard.
It is.
They require so much stuff, and
it costs a lot of money to bring people in, and you know, it's just expensive.
Marty Stewart and Connie Smith in the news married on this day in 1997.
1997.
29 years of wedded bliss.
Marty Stewart and Connie Smith. Wow.
Guess how old Marty Stewart was when he first met Connie for the first time.
Oh, he's probably 17.
12.
Oh, my gosh. I know that he has a story about that. He saw her on TV and told his mom he was going to marry her,
yep,
or something like that.
He said, I'm going to marry Connie one day.
Yeah, and I'm sure his mom thought, oh, whatever. You know, and they did. They got married, and they've been married a long, long time.
July 8th, 1997.
Yep. So almost 30 years.
Old Rockin' Marty has a little... He still dresses weird.
He still wears his ascot scarf, yes, to cover his neck. To have the ascot.
What song did Marty Stewart sing anyway? I don't remember.
The Whiskey Ain't Working Anymore with Travis Tritt.
I Got You, Babe.
Whiskey.
No, that's
Sonny
Bono.
The Whiskey Ain't Working Anymore.
If it ain't whiskey ain't working, you better drink something else.
That's right.
Maybe some chocolate milk.
Marty
Speaking
Stewart.
Of milk, I bought a milk the other day and the damn thing was sour.
You bought a quart of milk.
I took a swig. I'm
opened
like,
it up, and it expired the day that you bought it. And it tasted horrible.
That's what I get for doing that.
Yep, never did that again.
That could be a song. That's what I get for doing
what
that.
What songs did Marty Stewart have?
Lion Time.
Marty Stewart's songs. Let's see.
I actually like Marty Stewart.
Do you know how old he is?
He's about 70.
He's 67.
Close.
He's going to be 68 this year.
And his wife is like 80, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
89 or something.
So he'll be 68.
She's 12 years older,
oh,
I think.
Oh, he sang Hillbilly Rock.
Hillbilly Rock? He was on Hee Haw all the time.
Hee Haw.
He was! With Roy Clark and...
Marty Stewart.
What his name was. Buck Owens.
Let's see.
Buckaroos.
Oh, he was married to Cindy Cash for a while. So
is that Lo Cash's wife?
So, Connie Smith, his wife, is 84.
Oh, wait, is that all 84?
Yeah, she's 18 years older than him. So
you got to remember stuff like that.
Well, he's going to be 68, so that's 18 years. Wow.
18 years of
wedded
older
bliss.
Women. Who sang, oh, Ronnie McDowell sang older women. Older women make good lovers.
Make beautiful lovers. That's
old
right.
Lover, make good lovers. Well, I got to do more yard work here this morning before I hit the old streets.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Got to do a little weed eating.
Oh, you're going
to pulled
be...
a bunch of weeds yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny how the weeds can grow regardless. The grass is barely growing and the weeds are thriving.
We'll have to figure out why that is.
Had an exciting visit with Lita Dodd yesterday.
Oh, yeah, she came by.
Lita Odom.
Lita Odom.
And she brought there. We had something in the time capsule. We had no idea there was something in the time capsule. We have some reel-to-reel
air checks.
We got to find her. We gave all of our reel-to-reel machines away that were in the building when we got here
11 years ago.
So we got to find one, and we got to figure out how to get that audio onto some other modern form of music, some kind of digital format. So we're looking for somebody who might know how to do that.
Let's go to the garage sales, and we can find a reel-to-reel.
And find one that doesn't work, yeah.
Oh, no, they'll work.
We don't know if we can even access the audio. I'm assuming we can, because they seem like they were pretty well protected.
Get those alligator clips out and patch some cords together.
Get some alligator clips out there if you got some audio coming out of that.
By the transmitter.
Coming out of that machine there. Yes, we had somebody tell us that once.
Caprock Roundup coming up in Claude Saturday, July 11th.
Oh, Caprock Roundup.
Parade starts at 10, lineup at 9. Lots of
really?
Good stuff over there in Claude. We have a good signal into Claude with this radio station right
yes,
here.
Yes, we do.
We heard it a couple days ago.
We did.
So they do this every year. Pretty cool deal over there in Claude.
And they have a farmer's market every week as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Thursdays, I believe.
I thought that Matthew Stafford retired, but I guess he hasn't retired yet.
No, he doesn't want to retire. He's like Tom Brady. He's like, I'm going to keep going.
He did talk to a Hall of Fame quarterback, Drew Brees, about it.
Oh, he did?
Brees surprised him before last season by suggesting the best football for him is still ahead.
No way.
That's what he said.
Really?
Yep.
I could slap him. No
Go
way.
Go ahead. Give
Matthew
him a
Stafford
slapper.
Needs to retire. Come on. Don't tell him that.
Quoting, I was talking to Drew. This was before last season. He was like, how old are you again? I'm 37. Well, you might have your best 5 years coming up, he said.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
That's what he said.
No way.
He's taking a beating, man. Matthew
he
Stafford
has.
Jeez.
Jeez.
We have an update on some inmates in the Clements unit. Is that in Amarillo?
Yes.
The William R. Clements Jr. unit?
I believe that's in Amarillo.
Two inmates are dead, suspected of natural causes. Somebody replied and said, well, they ain't no AC up there. Probably died of heat stroke.
Oh, no. None of those units have air conditioning. So, yeah.
They don't got no, like, window unit?
No.
Oh, they escaped.
No,
well,
they probably
they
do in the administrative offices. I'm sure those people have some nice cool air, but not for those guys.
They should try to trick them and say, I need a window unit put in, and then they could just take it out and leave.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that.
You ever find out what happened to the K2 Airways cargo jet that disappeared yesterday?
We did see that on the news last night.
Losing contact with air traffic controllers.
They did some strange maneuvers.
Went
up, went
Red
down, and
something.
Then just disappeared in the Arabian Sea or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, somewhere over there in Africa or wherever it is.
Oh, and now it's Africa. Okay.
AM 650 in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, Vancouver.
Hello. They shut off 5 a.m. stations and 1 FM yesterday up there in Canada from Rogers Sports Media because those people are stupid.
Yes, they are. You know, when we hear about people turning off AM stations, they say, oh, you know, or, and they also,
and the
your
FM.
Friend Wayne said, he sent you a message and he said, these big corporate radio companies are making it look like radio's failing, and it's not. A bad business model will fail on any level. No matter how much money you have, it will still fail.
We don't even have a business model here.
Business model? What does that even mean?
I had an intro to business book on the shelf there. Back
what is a business
19,
model anyway?
Oh, yeah, he said... big companies are really screwing things up.
Yes, they're giving the impression that radio isn't going to survive, and radio's really doing just fine.
I got a little quote from the NEFB survey on my desk from farmers that listen to radio for markets and weather and farm news and what's going on
oh,
locally.
Oh, really? Really? So what is it?
It's over there.
It's on your desk? Yeah. You don't remember?
It's some new stuff.
Oh, it's new stuff.
Hot off the press from AgriMarketing Magazine.
So you're not going to read it?
No, I'm talking about this other dude from Earth.
Mm.
Hello to Trail Townsend.
Oh, Trail. Hey, Trail.
That's a cool name.
That is a pretty cool name.
He was raised on an old cattle ranch in Earth, just north of Earth. Well, guess what he does?
I don't know. What does he do?
He never imagined his path would lead him to the White House.
Oh, really? The White House?
From Earth to the White House.
Man, that's something.
The Texas Tech grad shares how passions for ag and public service led him to the nation's capital.
Well, that's exciting. Tell us the story.
Well, I haven't read it all yet.
Oh.
It's like 3 pages long.
Hmm.
We can't read that on the radio.
Oh, we can't?
Uh-uh.
3 pages?
I'm going to have him call in.
Well, just summarize. You know how I am. I don't like that long stuff anyway.
So anyway, he went from the panhandle, which is really not the panhandle. Why do they say Earth is really not the panhandle?
It's kind of the southern edge of the panhandle, right?
It took him from Earth to D.C. and then back home again. So he's back north of Earth on the old ranch.
So he's not in D.C. anymore?
Nope.
Okay.
But we're going to contact Trail and...
Oh, we are?
Put him on.
Yeah, all right.
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
That's a cool name.
I didn't know anything about it. This is the first I've heard of it. Maybe some of our listeners know who he is.
I bet they do. So, the average American beef herd is down to 47 cows.
47?
The latest Department of Agriculture.
Survey.
Says a decline of 10.5% right now because of the high prices.
I thought that was a low number anyway, but I guess that's just a little bit less than...
A single calf can sell for more than $2,500 right now.
$2,500? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. By the way, what's his name? Kevin, or Kyle Bumstead. I almost called him Kevin.
Kyle
Bumstead was listening to the Ranger game last night.
Oh, he was?
Up there in Nebraska.
Nice.
Yeah, he likes to listen.
That's cool.
Then he listened this morning.
Well, that's why we have a live stream.
I'm stalking you, dude.
That's why we have a live stream. That's why we do it.
Farm Bureau economists noted calf prices are already about 67% above the 5-year average.
Oh, are they? Okay.
We have the lowest cattle inventory in 73 years.
I know. They keep saying that.
Yeah.
But the cattle, like the auctions, are still, they still got tons of cattle coming in. I don't know where they're coming from.
They're coming from Albuquerque.
Remember that lady in Amarillo that was running for office, and they were talking about how the cattle herds are down, and what was she going to do? Well, we'll just get more cattle. She had no idea what she was talking about. It was hilarious. We'll just go get some. I don't know where we're going to get them.
That makes no sense.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck's going on?
After launching strikes on Iran, President Trump says the ceasefire is over.
Oh. So he's officially declared the ceasefire is over, and he's going to bomb the you-know-what out of them. All right.
Time to get the old 410 out.
Getting exciting again.
And get the old 20 gauge.
The 410.
You caught that, huh?
I did.
Dang it.
I don't really know what that is. I just know it's not very big.
It's the smallest shotgun you can buy.
Yeah.
Without proper supervision.
Oh, really?
Lady A's Charles Kelly giving his wife a special anniversary shout-out. 17 years.
17 years.
Yep.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Chucky Kelly.
That doesn't happen for all of the country music people. Look at John Pardee. Look what he's going through. In fact, I just listened to a new song from him, and I thought, oh, this has got to be about the divorce.
What's that, going through the big D? I don't mean Dallas. Going through the big D.
Don't mean Dallas. Going through the big D and don't mean Dallas.
I enjoyed watching myself on the camera yesterday mowing.
Yes. That's fun to watch on the cameras.
I could barely see myself from all the damn dirt.
There's a lot of it.
Dust, dirt.
Yep.
Had my mask on and kept me from sneezing. It's weird. I'll get off the mower and I'll start sneezing.
I know. That's
strange. I don't sneeze
strange.
The whole time.
The whole time you're on the mower, and then you get off and then you can't stop.
I had to take an allergy pill, in fact.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yep.
No wonder.
When I was done, I popped me a little allergy pill.
Mm.
So, you know, Canyon's 120 years old this year.
Oh, really? 120?
The City of Canyon?
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. That came from Lee Erin Cooler over there at the Chamber.
Oh, the Chamber.
I like her. She's a nice lady. Very friendly.
That's something every chamber should
When I walk
in
the
have.
Door, the guy, hey, the Ranger guy's here.
The Ranger guy.
You got anything free?
That's supposed to be for special
like
people.
Like Santa Claus, you know?
Yep. You come to town and somebody's getting something for free.
Well, some bad news for Manhattan yesterday. Manhattan, New York.
Oh, Manhattan,
not,
the big
Manhattan,
city.
Not Manhattan, Kansas.
Not Manhattan, Kansas, which I'd never heard of, but, you know.
Country folks reported after they were walking around on their lunch break yesterday in downtown, oh, midtown Manhattan.
Midtown Manhattan.
Some of the high-rises, they're being converted to luxury apartments. Some of the bricks started falling off yesterday.
Oh, that could hurt if it fell on you. No, really?
Yes.
And they survived?
Yep.
How high up did it fall from?
It looks like the, 20 floors up or something.
Oh, my gosh. That'll kill you. That's crazy.
It just skeamed the head.
Skeamed?
A little brushed it. A little brush to the midsection.
Just a little skimming.
So if you're walking around in midtown Manhattan, don't go by those places.
Get your hard hat out. You're going to need it.
So this next story is so funny, I'm not sure I can get through it all.
Oh my gosh! Funny story time.
From Kentucky police.
Oh, Kentucky.
A woman in Kentucky is accused of leaving a 91-year-old man stranded in a hot car because he refused to buy her some cigarettes.
Oh my gosh, really?
Deputies responded to a 911 call from a passerby motorist. Reported
wow.
The 91-year-old man was left alone in a vehicle on the road.
Wow.
Luckily, they got there in time, and he's fine.
And she's in jail?
She's been arrested of doing, you know, things that you shouldn't be doing.
A
couple misdemeanors and felonies,
well,
that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, just a few minor details.
She said, I left him there because I needed cigarettes. He wouldn't buy me no cigarettes.
Well, there you go.
You
I
need
guess
some
it
cigarettes
was...
in Kentucky. We'll just have a sign like they do on the side of the road. We'll work for cigarettes.
There you go. We see that kind of stuff all the time.
The Aldeans are in the, where is it? Bahamas.
Oh, Jason Aldean, yep. And his wife.
And two kids.
Brittany.
They were supposed to fly back yesterday, but they've postponed their departure because they're having too much fun.
Too much fun.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know this, but Kendra Scott was on Shark Tank.
Oh, was she?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
For a while. Now she's back.
Oh, is she back?
Yep.
All right. She got married. Now she's all,
so Zach,
you know.
Zach Brown.
Zach Brown. Hopefully that lasts longer than his last marriage.
He looks interesting.
Yeah, he's kind of a strange guy.
He looks like a Sturgis, South Dakota person.
Maybe he is.
I wonder if B.J. Potts is going to be riding his bike to Sturgis.
I know. That's the question,
the old
isn't
Harley
it?
And is he B.J.?
Is he going to take a trip to Sturgis this year?
B.J. and the bike.
B.J.?
Not the bear. B.J. Potts
BJ
and the bike.
B.J. and the bike. That's good.
Don't call me no bear. I'd like to go up there and just watch people.
You know, I do like to watch people, but I don't know. That could be a scary proposition, staying there and watching people.
From the car, it ain't.
Well, as long as you have an easy getaway.
Guess who's going to be there singing at the old saloon?
Miranda Lambert.
Yep.
You told me that the other
day. I know.
I
can't believe she's going there.
Why not?
That's a dangerous place.
Maybe she and her husband want to go just to go at least once.
They get it way out of hand.
Yeah, we've heard it gets pretty wild there, but we don't know. We haven't been there.
Everybody's been bashing Walmart. Well, now Walmart lowers price of ground beef.
Oh, they lowered the price of ground beef?
Trump is taking credit for that move. He said, if you don't lower the prices, I'm going to shut you down.
I'm going to shut you down.
We heard that once.
We heard that.
I'm going to shut you down. You don't get that stuff fixed.
Oh, man.
So now they're saying that Aspen fire in Colorado,
yeah,
could burn until it snows.
Oh my gosh, really?
All that, summer long.
That who knows? They didn't even hardly get any snow last year. Who knows what's going to happen?
Said it could burn all summer.
Burn, baby,
almost
burn.
Almost 100,000 acres.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They need to put that out.
Happy birthday to a truck driver who's 93.
93-year-old truck driver?
Orion Amos is 93. He's been driving a truck for 70 years.
Wow.
Look at him. He looks like a young chap.
Didn't we already have a story about him, or is this a new guy?
It's a different guy.
Oh.
Well, 93, and he's not going to retire. He is in the Guinness World Record for the oldest truck driver.
Is he really?
Yes.
Wow.
They said, what do you like about driving a truck? I don't have nobody in my cab but me. That's what I like. That's what he said.
Well, you know, when you hate people, you hate people.
The Department of Agriculture.
Agriculture.
Says the CRP enrollment adds 1.5 million new acres to their conservation reserve program.
I thought they were cutting back on that. What happened?
Well, that was yesterday.
Oh, they changed
Today's
their mind
a
again.
New day.
That's true. Every day is a new day.
Uh-huh. Hey, don't forget about the farmer's market this week.
Farmer's
it was
market.
Closed last week.
Friday, 9 to 1. Right there, two doors down from the coffee shop.
Two doors down.
Right across from the courthouse and the old Cobbs.
The
area where the old Cobbs store was. It's now a parking lot. B has vegetables. She's got zucchini and squash. And she's got her homemade jelly and her Avon. So head on over there. They've got the garden's starting to produce. So it's time to go. Time to get you the good stuff.
Shout out to Cole Pfeiffer, 31 years old today.
Cole Pfeiffer, 31.
An argument over dogs using the restroom in the park landed an Iowa man in jail after police said he threw a mortar firework at his neighbor.
Oh, no.
He faces felony intimidation with a dangerous weapon charge and reckless use of explosives.
Reckless use of explosives. Well,
can't even go to the dog park getting in trouble now.
No, you can't even go to the dog park without somebody throwing fireworks at you and trying
he
to kill you.
He aimed the mortar right at his neighbor and it went off.
Oh my gosh, it did?
Hit him in the foot, so no big deal.
Oh, well, who needs a foot anyway?
He's in trouble. Speaking of trouble, former West Texas A&M professor claims school punished him for backing drag show ban.
Oh, yes, that was a big controversy.
Never get involved
back.
In stuff like that when you're working for some
Well, but
something.
You also should not be penalized for that.
I'm going to have you read this next story.
Oh, you are?
From Nazareth ISD.
Nazareth
you're,
ISD.
You're good at names. I'm not.
Oh. Well,
don't
kinda,
mess up the
That kind of depends
story.
On the... I'm not sure how to say that name either. Congratulations to Justin, is it Go or Goff? It's either Go or Goff. As he walked across the stage to receive his honorary Lone Star FFA degree. Thank you for all you do for Nazareth ISD. Well, there you go. I'm not sure.
You know what Lone Star Farmer degree is.
I've heard of it. I know somebody who got that.
Really?
Yes.
A Lone Star Farmer degree?
Lone Star Farmer Ooh. Degree, yes. Somebody I used to know.
I don't believe that.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
You get a chapter farmer degree, which I got, and then you get Lone Star farmer degree.
Well, that's what I was
which
told.
Which is actually a state farmer degree.
Yes.
And then it's the national degree.
That person that I used to know got a Lone Star farmer degree.
I don't believe that for nothing.
Okay.
I'll do some fact checking on that.
Do some fact checking on that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Knowing as much as I know. Here's a little story from Larry Marble.
Oh, really?
You know, you hear him on the Lone Star Stockyards Report?
Yes.
From Hart, Texas. He grew up in Hart there with Marble Farms.
He did.
He
did
said,
grow up in Hart.
A little bit ago, I miss my naps.
Me too.
When I was little, I used to get lots of naps. I don't get any naps anymore.
Oh...
That's a good one.
That is funny.
So, Black Bear's in trouble in Golden, Colorado. That's the home of Coors Beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You knew that.
Oh, the Black Bear. Yes.
Black Bear trailed a hiker in Golden, Colorado for about 30 minutes. She did everything right and was still attacked, making the state's first attack of 2026.
Well, it is an animal. It's a wild animal. It's a bear. Even if you do everything right, that doesn't mean it's going to be what you need to get away from the bear.
That's why you got to take bear spray with you, and you don't hike by yourself.
So then she didn't do everything right because she didn't bring the bear spray.
Well, she brought some pepper, you know, one of those things from
Which
Walmart.
Is what bear spray is. It's cayenne pepper.
Yeah, but this was just the cheap stuff.
Oh, okay.
She was attacked on...
she was
I don't want to get 30% off my stuff. Get out of here.
There goes
I
the pop-up ads.
I can't even read the damn story.
Remember when we used to go on the internet and the pop-up ads would come and, you know, and then there were, and now that's pretty much not an issue anymore. Well, now it's on everything you open on social media. It's negative advertising. It's bad. Do not do that.
It just makes people mad, you know? Like, I'm mad right now.
Oh, you sound mad.
Create an account if you'd like to read more. Nah, I'm good. See, that's the stuff people are tired of.
That's like when you listen to this radio station live, you don't get to listen for 5 minutes, and then if you want to hear more, pay for this. No, you get to listen as long as you want for free. We pay for that, not you.
You don't have to wait a week to get the news either.
Yes, and the news is current. It's not a week late.
So 100,000 acres have burned so far with zero containment in southeast Utah.
Oh, really?
The Babylon Fire.
That's bad. Those are some really beautiful places, and you just hate to see all that stuff go up and burn and just change the landscape.
Well, it'll be nice and green when things come back.
When things come back. You know, I saw a story that said that this year's El Nino could possibly... You know, of course, they'll have to see. Bring on a mini dust bowl. So what?
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that from, Doppler
Dave?
Well,
I saw that in the NAFB news stories.
I don't read that crap. They need to go out and market the damn radio stations and those other garbage
they're
doing.
The NAFB news stories tell you everything you need to know.
They waste more damn time. You know what July 8th is? Huh?
Did you see that they hired a part-time person?
No. For what?
For the news department.
See, they're barking up the wrong tree.
Yep. Well, no, they're focusing on, like, most of their people who are members said they're only members because of the news department. So they're focusing on building that up
I'm
to
calling
be more.
Gene Miller today.
That's what we told him. We said, if you didn't have a news department and we couldn't get news stories, we wouldn't even be members.
I'm calling Gene Miller to KFEQ today.
I'm pretty sure Gene Miller's not even alive.
Yeah, he is.
He still
farms. Yep.
Oh, he does.
I asked you this question. You don't ever answer. What is July 8th? That's today.
That's today.
It's been declared in Oklahoma Toby Keith Day.
Oh, is it really? All right.
It would have been his 65th birthday today.
Oh, wow. 65.
Isn't that cool?
He's going to be missed for a long, long time.
He was a lot of fun.
His music was fun. He just really didn't take himself too seriously ever.
I saw him in concerto at Red Rocks.
Oh, with your little chicka girlfriend.
She was not my girlfriend at the time.
Well, she wanted to be.
Well, she wasn't. She thought she was, but she wasn't.
Kind of like somebody else you know.
You know what Toby Keith's real name is?
No, I don't.
Keith Cavell.
Oh, yes. I've heard that before. I just didn't remember.
So Keith was his middle name.
Yes.
He's been gone for 2 years already.
Has it been 2 years?
Yeah.
Very, very sad. Very, very tragic ending there.
He knew how to have a good time.
He did.
When he was at Red Rocks, he looked up at the crowd and he said, "This is one big..."
Blanken.
Two words.
Blanken.
He pulls up
and
his little red solo cup.
And then everybody cheers. Yeah. And everybody goes crazy.
And he started his song off with, "I Should Have Been a Cowboy."
All right.
Yeah. That got the crowd rocking.
I'll bet it did.
Police are searching from Fox 31 News in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
They're searching for a suspect accused of stealing about $6,700 worth of cash and a $1,200 bottle of tequila.
$1,200 bottle of tequila?
From a restaurant in West Vail.
Really? I didn't know that existed.
Plus tax.
Well, they don't want the tax. They just want the bottle back.
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Somebody said he's saving up to get a ski pass because they're so damn expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to need that to be able to buy the ski pass.
Vail police are still trying to find him walking around drunk or something.
Wow. Well,
can you believe that?
He's not going to be able to sell the bottle because,
the
you know.
Burglary occurred at 4:41 a.m. on Monday.
The burglary.
At 4:40 in the morning. At the Del Toro restaurant on the 2200 block of North Frontage Road in Vail.
All right.
Security footage showed a man carrying an envelope with about $6,700 worth of cash and a bottle of tequila.
Well,
the cost $1,200.
That is
retail.
That is a lot of money for a bottle of tequila.
The man can be seen wearing a red jacket, light colored pants, and a baseball cap.
Oh, really? Ready to go have some fun?
Contact Officer Mike Bindle at 970-479-2201. Or mbindle at vail.gov.
Mbindle.
The sheriff.
Well, hopefully they figure that one out. That's a crazy story. I didn't even know that kind of stuff existed.
They caught him drinking some of the tequila was walking around on his
camera.
No,
they did not. He wasn't drinking that tequila.
He took a sip to see if he wanted to take it back.
See if it was worth the...
The blink camera showed him doing that.
How much was it worth again?
$1,200.
He wanted to see if it was worth the $1,200 price.
It's like when you order a margarita, they go, you want the cheap crap or you want the good stuff?
What kind of tequila do you want?
It's
oh,
like,
just whatever.
Dump something.
Just make me a house one. I don't care.
That's ridiculous. I don't like it when they ask you that.
Well, you know, people do have their preferences.
Lubbock citizens are in the news.
Oh, a citizen's arrest?
No. They're trying to complain about a possible AI data center in the hub city.
I saw that Sid Miller is asking Governor Abbott to have an emergency session to discuss the data centers that are taking over the state of Texas.
Really?
To put a stop to it. Yeah. Sid Miller's very concerned.
I think he's going to make his voice known.
It sounds like it. He's not holding anything back now.
National Weather Service in Denver is showing a video of a bear that was sitting in the old creek there. It was too hot in Boulder.
It's even too hot for the bears. Yeah, he's trying to cool off.
They had to shoot him with a 410 to get his attention. To get him out of the water.
Because the BB gun wasn't strong enough.
Bears get hot, too.
If you had all that fur, you'd be hot.
It's looking around like, this is lukewarm, it looks like.
It probably feels lukewarm.
Severe thunderstorm watch for Castro County. Oh, that was 3 days ago. Never mind.
You're a little behind the times there.
Don't forget the Boogler Man coming up at 9.
Austin Boogler, 9 o'clock, live market report, right here on KDHN.
The Bugler.
The Bug Man. Well,
we haven't seen any bugs lately.
No, I haven't seen any bugs here.
Not even those weird bugs. What were those called? They would have run around all over the place.
The weird bugs that were
Remember
running around.
Remember, the people were like, oh, those bugs are all over the place a few weeks ago.
I don't remember.
Remember they look weird? And Jonathan Toby said they're all over the place?
Oh, those bugs that Bee and Francis and Sue Ann told us about. Yes. No, I haven't seen any of those on my window. I didn't see any yesterday.
But they've disappeared all of a sudden.
Well, I wonder. We'll have to ask the people that had, you know, billions of them at their house if they're still there or they went away.
Well, you know, Jonathan Toby's driving to Hereford. I said, who are you going to go see? He goes, I don't know.
He's scouting the fields.
Somebody from Amarillo told him to meet him there. So that's, don't forget about, I can't read that. Oops.
Okay.
If I did, you wouldn't like that. See?
No, I don't think so.
That has not been authorized.
Not without a formal request.
Formal request. Hey, we got the Chevy of the day.
Oh, not we don't have a Jeep of the day.
2011 Chevy half-ton pickup.
Oh, really? Half-ton. How much?
Only $12,500.
Wow. Does it run?
It looks nice.
Does it?
We got a couple spots on the hood, it looks like.
Like hail dents spots?
No, it looks like What do they call that? Paint burn or whatever it's called. Sunburn.
Sunburn.
Hood
so the
needs
paint's
to be
peeling.
Repainted, it says.
Well, you can see that in the pictures, obviously.
It only has 16,000 miles on it.
Oh, really? That's
must
not
be a
very
typo.
Many. What year model is it?
2011.
Oh. 15 years old.
I think he probably meant 160,000.
You never know.
Because it says a used engine was installed with 160,000 miles on it.
Oh, so that's where that mileage is coming from.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that's a typographical error.
They're using the mileage of the new
motor. That seems kind of high.
I don't know.
For that kind of deal.
Why did it need a new motor? It's not even that old.
Because they just kept dumping used oil in like you did.
That's not what I did that once.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You said you just kept putting air in the tire and putting in the used oil.
Oh, that's not what I said.
No?
That's you making up stuff again.
Really?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
Pretty sure.
No?
No.
Uh-oh, we have a TA bulletin.
TAB. When's
that meeting's this month.
I think it's in August.
It is? I thought it was this month.
The TAB?
Yeah. The Texas Association of Broadcasters.
Pretty sure it's in August.
From Oscar Rodriguez. Workshops at the 2026 TAB show. That's August 5th and 6th.
I told you.
I need a job like that where you just sit around and waste time.
Send out emails.
Be annoying.
I forgot. How could I have missed your email? I don't know.
A damn month later.
Every time I send him an email.
It takes a month to get a reply.
He responds like 3 weeks later.
But he uses the same excuse.
Yeah, and he says, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how I missed that email.
I don't respect
every
people like
time
that.
It's the same thing. So,
it's like,
yeah.
What a waste of $1 million.
Well, you know.
Oh, man, we're at 8:32.
I know. Time is ticking.
We can't be yakking any longer.
Thanks for tuning in to Todd Nancy in the Morning and the AgriPlex Report right here on KDHN, 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. We really do appreciate you listening every day. It's been a fun morning. I don't really know what happened. I don't really know what we talked about, but it's been good. It's it looks a little windy out there. It's
going to
be a hot day,
windy,
yeah. So be ready for that. We do have our live market report coming up at 9, and of course, Ag News markets at the top of every hour until the closing markets come on at 3:30. The best country music, Ag News, weather, everything you need right here. And the Texas Rangers will be on later today, this evening. So everybody have a great day. We're done for today, and we'll be back in the morning.